Welcome back to Pastor Vic's Nuggets. We've just completed a series of 21 short videos dealing with the basics of Christianity, and I'm calling that Christianity 101. So today we're ready to begin our second series, which I'm calling Christianity 201, which causes us to go a little deeper into the Word. Now, Oswald Chambers, the great teacher and evangelist, said that spiritual maturity is not reached by the passing of the years, but by obedience to the will of God. In other words, it's not how long you've been on the road to spiritual maturity, but how far you've traveled on that road. Now, as I said, now that we've covered some of the basics of Christ, Christians, and Christianity, it is time to go deeper. Now, why go deeper, you may ask? After all, I'm a born-again Christian. My sins have been forgiven. The sting of death has been eliminated because I know I'm going to heaven. Well, it's important to remember that although God loves you and has forgiven you and accepted you, the gift of salvation is not just for you. The gospel is good news for all, your family, your relatives, your friends, and even strangers. The Bible encourages us to be willing and able to share and defend what we believe. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 3:15 that we should be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks for the reason for the assurance or the confidence that we have of Christ in us, and that we should do it with gentleness and joy. Because a new Christian is like a baby Christian. The Bible uses the word carnal to refer to baby or immature Christians. For instance, a baby only thinks about its own needs. Hold me, feed me, change me. A baby needs milk because a baby cannot handle meat and potatoes. Spiritual maturity is a process, and we all begin at the same place. The natural progression is to go from being a child to a young adult to being old. The Apostle Paul states in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 3, and he says the following, And I speak to you, brethren, not as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with the word and not with solid food. For until now you are not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. You see, Paul started the church in Corinth on his first missionary journey. And quite some time later, he heard that the church was not growing spiritually as it should. And that was the reason for this letter that was sent to the Corinthian church. So, as in natural life, there's an expectation of growing in spiritual maturity and eventually be in the position of helping others come to know Christ. Hebrews 5:12-14 says the following, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles or the revelations of God. And you've come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the words of righteousness, for he is a babe or carnal. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age or mature. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, or right and wrong." You see, again, we see in God's word the expectation of spiritual growth. Let me relay a story to you. When I graduated from high school, I immediately entered into the Marine Corps. The first place they sent me was to boot camp in Parris Island, South Carolina. And this is where I learned that I was part of something larger than myself. I also learned to discipline myself physically and learned to control what came out of my mouth. All of these lessons came at a price because, as you know, it's difficult to change. But these lessons have lasted a lifetime with very profitable results for me. But then when I graduated from boot camp, I thought I was done with the basics. But instead, I was sent to another location, to Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, where I went for further training in military strategy and becoming familiar with the weapons of warfare. Now, when I graduated from infantry training, I was then sent to San Diego, California for further schooling in electronics. The point is that the end of one stage is the beginning of a new stage. That was true of me in the Marine Corps, and it's true of life in general. Spiritual training or spiritual growth is no different. As Christians, we are continually growing, maturing, coming to greater understanding of God's love and His plan for our lives. And that is so important to understand, yes, God has a plan for your life. Listen to what God says in Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let me close by saying that you can choose to stay where you are in your spiritual walk with God. As a sports figure once said, "I may have to grow old, but I don't have to grow up." Now, while as humorous or funny that quote might be, how sad it is to think that God has made so much available to us and that we should settle for so little. In every Christian life, there's a season when we need milk. However, let's discipline ourselves, learn to chew and digest the meat of His Word, and grow into spiritual maturity. I hope this message has been of some help to you in realizing that it's important to proactively grow in our spiritual walk. So God bless you. Look forward to seeing you next time. God bless again.